Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Heather Mills.
Yes.
Heather Mills.
Heather Mills.
£24 million richer now, yeah?
Yeah.
And I just want to get your views on this. I know it's Heather Mills, right? But she is rich now, right?
Yes.
Would you?
Would I?
Oh, yeah. I'm just interested to know.
No, not even with yours.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because to me, she comes across as a complete cow.
Right. Okay, but she's not bad looking. She's clearly rolling in it now.
If you like. Well.
Yeah? Okay, no. You might get some water chucked over you now and again, but I know there are people listening to this show right now who definitely would, because they're shallow and she is rich. I really do. Let me know. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, we were talking yesterday about how I went to Matalan at the weekend and how exciting.
It was a lot better conversation than that.
And but, that's the end. Yeah. And here's the next record.
Saw some good wine glasses, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Excellent.
And they have those versions of songs that aren't by the original artist but sound a little bit like them. And that got us thinking that maybe we should do a few versions with Chopper and see if we can get them on any shops.
You cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding, Lord.
Imagine this is your going around Morrison's.
Keep bleeding, I keep bleeding.
Or Mark Chapman singing Umbrella.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath, stick it out till the end.
Tim Barker was on, he was the manager at Curry's in Crawley. He wants to use your music to demo the hi-fis, you know where they turn the hi-fis up really loud so you can see if they're any good or not?
Yeah.
He's up for that. Neris, her dad is the manager at Leisure Quest in Swansea. She says he'll be right up for it. George isn't the manager of her shop, but says her manager's pretty laid back, so it'll probably be game. It's all on, I tell you. Floyd's been on. He's prepared to give it a go. He's the floor manager of Woolworths and Aberystwyth. And Katie, I'd love you in Woolworths, that'd be great.
Would you?
Yeah. Katie, who is the store manager for River Island and Aldershot, doesn't think that will be a problem either.
Some big shops wanting some big tunes.
I think it's all going to be on. Even Zane did one last night, which I'd also quite like to hear on in shops.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Stay away that it gets better.
When you get what you want, but not what you need.
I can hear this in Matalan.
It's beautiful, right? Check it out.
When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep.
I was thinking more fresh code, but you know, whatever, that's cool.
Stuck in reverse.
It's a tough note.
Oh, that's lovely.
Lights will guide.
Arms in the air.
Guide you home.
Arms in the air, yeah, Laura.
I've got my lighter out.
That's against health and safety, but I love that. Get them up.
Your bones.
Yeah, there you go. Break the law.
I will try. To fix you.
Now we do.
I was quite impressed that he did that.
I was.
But. You know, I thought it was going to be my album, so maybe Zane could be the hidden bonus track.
Well, that's why I've got something great to play you next.
Have you?
This is what I'm imagining is the next step on
okay.
this, okay? What we're doing now is we're getting the CD of you sent out to all these shops, and very soon, when you're walking around the supermarket or wherever, whichever shop, it'll be Chopper doing the Muzak instead of those people that don't sound quite like Robbie Williams or Celine Dion. Like this.
Introducing the new album from Mark Chapman.
If I lay here, if I just lay here,
a voice like no other,
would you lay with me and just forget the world?
Stunning interpretations of the hits of today.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath, stick it out.
In Mark's unique style,
keep bleeding, keep bleeding, love.
A modern day masterpiece.
Keep bleeding, love.
Moving renditions of popular favourites.
Keep bleeding, love. You cut me open and I...
Mark Chapman, the album, out now.
Keep bleeding love.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, maybe I was wrong on this occasion. Maybe we're having more trouble finding somebody than I originally thought that said yes they would to Heather Mills, despite the fact that she has got £24 million. Also, I don't know whether this is true, but Dan Folds has been on, who's a publisher in Surrey, and he says, I can't believe she wanted 40k a year for wine. Is that true?
That is true, isn't it?
She wanted 40 grand for wine.
Yeah.
I don't get through 40 grand's worth of wine in a year.
No, and she doesn't drink either. Apparently. I'm fairly sure they said that on Newsbeat at 3:30. I should know, because I was sat next to Anna as she read it.
I quite like Dan says, surely, we in the office think not even you could drink that much. Where did she put it all? I still can't find anybody that, easy jeffers, that would at the moment, but let me know, 81199.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Loads of people are on now saying, yes, if you send that to me, I will put that on in my shop as the alternative to the music they normally play, which isn't normally the real artist. Yeah. My favourite bit that I've just heard when you did this was the bit where it breaks down in Bleeding Love. I love this bit.
And it's draining all of me. Oh, they find it hard to believe. I'll be wearing these scars forever. To see.
Imagine there you are in the shop and this is on.
I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the vein that I keep on closing.
Let us know if you work in a shop and you're the manager and you want this on in your store instead of the normal stuff. 81199.
It's pure emotion, isn't it?
It's just right there.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh, amazing news, chappers.
What?
Guess what?
Do you know, I don't know. It's always very difficult to tell with you.
Paris Hilton.
Oh. So not that amazing news. Sorry.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is looking for a new best friend. There's a new reality show in America to find her a new bestie. I'll read you what happens.
A reality show to find her a best friend.
Yeah. Welcome to ParisBFF.com, the site where you get a chance to get on Paris's upcoming reality show and potentially be her new best friend.
Oh, give me strength.
Over the next 8 weeks, wannabe besties will fill out their profiles with blogs, pictures and videos that explain why they belong in Paris's elite entourage. It's going to take some serious convincing to set yourself apart from the pack. So let your personality shine through and do whatever it takes to get those votes. As a user, you'll have the option of signing up as a hopeful, where you'll compete for the chance to get on the show. You can also choose to register as a voter, where you will help Paris know who's hot and who's not.
Because she's not make up her own mind on that.
No, right. She has someone to do it for her.
Thick
Only
bint.
The best. What did you call her? Thick bint.
Thick bint.
Good use of bint.
Thanks.
There. Only the best will be considered. So put your best foot forward and convince the community. So what you do is upload a video to the website and you build like a profile with photos and a blog and stuff. And you have to answer 3 questions, right? What's the wildest thing you've ever done? If you became a celebrity, what secret would you be most fearful of having exposed? And why do you think you would fit in with the socialite circle?
Right.
And there are so many people applying for this. So many. Would you like to hear some of them?
Mm.
First of all, we've got Evie. She's wild.
Well, there's a lot of wild things I've done, but I guess I'll keep it as PG-13. So I will tell you about when I was in high school. Me and my friends decided that we were going to ditch school one day, so we can go to this amusement park called Six Flags. And it was just the best time of my life, and it is the wildest thing that I can tell you guys.
Oh, I told you she was wild. She didn't go to school one day.
She went to a theme park.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, eh?
It was the best time of her life.
Ever. She's good,
well,
isn't she?
I've been to Alton Towers a few times.
What is the biggest secret that I'll be scared of that will be revealed about me if I become famous? Well, if I was to say that in camera, it wouldn't be a secret anymore, now would it?
Oh, she's good, isn't she? She's good.
I thought she was going to say she'd been taken on the log flume.
But let's just say it's something Paris has done herself.
It's something Paris has done herself. What could that be?
Don't say it.
No, I won't.
Bought a dog. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I was thinking,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next candidate. Here's the next candidate who wants to be Paris's new best friend. Here's Logan.
Hi, everybody. I'm Logan Amanda Gregory from Long Valley, New Jersey. And I bet you're just sitting there thinking, what is the wild and craziest thing that girl from little old Long Valley, New Jersey has ever done?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You'll never find out. That's only something that I would tell my BFF.
Oh,
duh.
For God's duh.
It's only something I'd tell DFS.
No, BFF. Best friend forever.
Oh, right.
Duh.
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 Oh, sorry.
This is rubbish, because they're all saying, oh, we'll tell you eventually when I'm your best friend, which makes for quite dull viewing. Duh.
Duh. I love being the center of attention, having my picture taken. I mean, I've never really understood that people don't like having their picture taken.
Yeah, I think she sounds a bit stupid.
Yeah.
Duh.
Right, here's the next really interesting candidate. It's Cassie.
I have one brother, younger brother, 6'7", basketball player.
So she's trying to get in with Paris by telling her how hot her brother is. Now, I know you have to play on the heartstrings a bit on these kind of shows, like X Factor, where the Westlife music comes on and you have to do a sob story, right? But seriously, check this one out. I think this is going too far. I really do. Now, you have to listen quite carefully, but I will explain as we go along, right? There's lots of people talking at the same time as her, which is always good on an audition video, I find.
I never had a sister, but apparently I was supposed to be born as a twin.
Right, so she's never had a sister, but she's supposed to be born as a twin.
Right.
Right?
It's a true story. You can tell because there was actually an extra placenta on the womb.
There's an extra placenta on the womb. The womb.
Right.
In my mom's womb. And I guess, I don't know, I just feel like you could be the sister that I never had.
So I feel that you could be the sister that I never had. Is that slightly scary?
I don't know which question she's answering now. Or is that the last one, the why?
That's the why, yeah. So she's supposed to be born as a twin. There was an extra placenta on her mum's womb. And Paris could be like
The new placenta.
The new placenta. I don't like that at all. Right, it's 5:14 on Radio 1. See, now, you joke, but a lot of our listeners will now be signing up to this website to become Paris's new best friend.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Is it possible for our listeners to sign you up to this website to be Paris's new best friend?
I don't know. Let's not go down that road
again.
Okay, then. We did that earlier in the week.
Yeah.
With
I just wondered. It was only a
bad consequences
that I was putting out there.
Anyway.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I think I found somebody. I think I found someone. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. How's things?
Hello, who's that, please?
This is Tom, and I am shallow enough for Heather Mills.
Yes, okay, so you definitely would.
I would. I have no idea what she looks like, but 24 million, you can't really say no to that, I don't think.
You don't know what Heather Mills looks like?
I don't, unfortunately, no. But
how can you escape her?
How have you managed to miss what she looks like over the past 4 years?
My news I get from Radio 1, not from the TV. How's that?
Right, okay.
See, I didn't know what she looked like until recently either.
We've had this conversation.
I see Laura's on my side.
But there are pictures of her
everywhere.
In all sorts of poses.
What's she like? Is she fit?
So some people would say that she might be fit, yes.
Okay, well then even more of a reason to.
Right, okay. So just for the money, you would. God, you're so shallow, Tom.
I would, but I do have an issue because I've heard on the radio she won't let her daughter fly first class anymore because she doesn't have enough money to pay for it.
Yeah.
So she might be a bit tight with the money. I don't know. That's just speculation.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But it could be an issue.
Okay. But without even knowing what you look like, but what she looks like, 24 million, it's all fine, okay?
Of course.
So you like women that are a bit loaded?
Pardon?
You like ladies that are loaded?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
then.
I do.
Let me put this to you.
Yeah.
Cilla Black. She's loaded.
How much she got?
I would think millions.
No, you see, I have actually met Cilla Black.
No?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, good. See? Every time for the money. Okay. Loaded. Right, think about it. Loaded. That's what you're into. Dame Judi Dench. Loaded.
Ah, Dame Judi Dench. Yeah. Now, I dated a girl who had a mum who looked just like Dame Judi Dench.
Right.
However...
Was it Judy?
How loaded do you reckon she is?
She's in millions. Loads of, millions. She's loaded.
Films and everything.
Yeah.
I would need around 50, 60 mil for that one.
No, she wasn't the Queen, Laura. That was Helen Mirren.
Now, Helen Mirren.
Good morning. Yeah, she's loaded as well.
Yeah.
So it's true, though. Like, for instance, you know Roman Abramovich, right?
Yes.
Right?
Owner of Chelsea.
Are you telling me he gets those hot ladies because of his hilarious Russian sense of humour?
I don't know. Never having spoken to him or heard any of his jokes, I don't know.
I'm just saying. So Judi Dench is a yes, is it? Did we clear that up?
For 50 mil.
But you do still have black for nothing.
That makes no sense.
Cut him off. Podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Magic Mark.
Who?
Magic Mark.
Okay, what makes you magic?
I'm a professional magician.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm wondering if I could possibly have Chappers' skills to do some intro music for me.
Okay.
Basically, I've got like a comedy stage magic tour and I need some new intro music.
All right.
I'd like him to do Steve Miliband's Abracadabra, if possible.
No, I'm sorry, he only does the hits of today.
But it was a hit.
Yeah, but not today.
Oh, well, it's...
That was really...
Or even yesterday.
It wasn't even yesterday.
We did with the Walker and that lot and put it back into iTunes, couldn't we?
Well, can't you, like, get with the programme a bit and have some hits of today, like Leona or something?
I could do the magic...
I don't know if it's sitting with the magic theme, though.
Yeah, well, I could do the magic numbers.
Oh, well, that might work, yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, then, if you could do something like that, that'd be great, yeah.
Okay, you're actually serious, aren't you?
I am actually serious, yeah.
Right, and you think that would really help your magic trick?
Well, probably not, but it'd be something good to come into, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. We'll get you a CD.
Brilliant, that'd be fantastic.
Bye, Magic Mark.
Bye, Scott.
Love you. Do you think he calls himself that all the time? That's pretty weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, after six, I've got a story that will put you off chili con carne for life. You don't think it's dangerous? I laugh in your face. It is.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Patrick in London here.
Patrick in London, hi.
Hi, I'm making chili con carne and I'm a bit worried about what you just said.
Oh, yeah, we've got a story that might put you off it a little bit.
Okay.
How far have you got into making it?
I've put it all in the pot. It's just bubbling away now.
Right, okay. Now, can I ask, have you got anybody coming round tonight? Girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend's coming round to eat it with me.
He will be eating the chili with you?
He certainly will, yeah.
Right, okay. And what time will this be?
About 8 o'clock tonight,
right,
I reckon.
Okay, this could be a problem, Patrick.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there have been loads of other people as well.
Right.
Adam and Ramsgate saying, I was just tasting tonight's dinner as it was simmering on the hob and it's chili con carne. Damn you, Mills. What is it?
He doesn't say damn you, Mills, though, does he?
No, I edited that a little bit just because I couldn't read that bit out. I'm cooking chili right now and want to enjoy it from Nick in Chippenham. What is it? Don't say anything about chili con carne. I'm now starting to cook it for the first time from Rick in Norwich. What do you think it might be, Patrick?
I really don't know. It's okay. Something
about the chilies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. Okay, I'll tell you next, okay?
All right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Loads of people have been on going, oh my God, this is perfect for Laura. She could be Paris Hilton's new best friend.
Duh. Yeah.
We've already thought of that, obviously. Duh.
Yeah.
It is great for you, though, Laura.
Yeah.
Could you remember when you auditioned to be P. Diddy's PA? He had a similar thing, didn't he? Mm. Where you had to upload a video online. And we did that.
I'd just like to say I will be really discreet about you and Beyonce because I realise that, you know, you guys like to keep things quite private. Word.
And I was quite upset because Laura had managed to get on CNN, which has been a long life ambition of mine.
You touched me so much. And if I'm your PA, you can touch me whenever you want.
Apparently, she's an assistant producer for a British radio show.
I'm going to do a dance for you now.
Trying to pull Diddy's leg.
Ow, my back! My back!
Ginny Mo, CNN, New York.
Oh, I'd love that to be me.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that?
No.
That was on CNN.
Am I on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that me doing my back?
Yeah, you've been on as well.
Oh, right.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, never knew that.
I've always wanted to
never
go.
Heard that
Scott
clip.
Mills, CNN, New York. I don't
Have
know
you?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Do you know what? I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, I don't either.
That was on in Australia as well.
It was on everywhere. And I'm just thinking, like, you have got what it takes to be her best friend. Do you remember when she came in to see us as well? And she said this.
She's hot.
I
Could she be your friend, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's hotter than Cole. She's hot. Loves it. You look good with the long blonde hair. She's hot.
You've got what it takes, Laura. You even recorded her songs, remember? And you've seen her video.
Just hanging here with you.
Kind of dressed up as her.
And you dressed up as her on the street and tried to pass yourself off as her. So therefore, you should be her new BFF.
Yeah, but I qualify for some of that as well.
Well, what have you done?
Seen her video.
Yeah, but you haven't dressed up as her. You haven't recorded her song.
No,
you haven't been
true.
Told by her herself that she's hotter than Nicole Richie. Only that you're hotter than Nicole Richie.
Only because I was away that day.
I know her inside out, but you don't.
Well,
I think
you say
I think
that.
As you say that, he's seen the video.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Okay, everyone, just calm down a little bit about the chili. All right, it'll be fine. You just need to take precautions. Gemma in Scunthorpe's been on, saying, I'm really worried. I made it for my husband and children last night. Should I be scared? No, honestly, it's fine.
But
that's fine.
People who are making other mince-based dishes, they're worried, like Bobby Newcastle's making lasagna.
For his parents, will your story affect
is
me?
Is it just chili con carne that this affects?
Yeah.
So spag bol or lasagna
fine.
Or a beef stew, that's all fine.
Fine. It's just the chili con carne. Chef Glenn's been on going, is it the kidney beans? The juice of them? I've just cooked a chili. No, it's nothing to do with the beans. Right, I've had an email from a guy called Rob, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, he sounds like a nice guy, kind of quite, you know, romantic. And he prepared a meal from scratch the other night as a surprise for his girlfriend, Lucy. And, you know, he had really good intentions. They don't spend that much time together, so he thought, it would be nice, I'll just cook her some dinner, you know, properly.
Yeah.
But it all went wrong.
Okay.
Right. Now, he was just thinking that it'd be a really nice thing to do so they could have a nice evening together, not seeing each other for a while, bit busy at work, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, doing that face off, right? Yeah.
Right? Know what I mean? When she got in from work. So, I mean, they had the dinner, it was all fine, okay? Nothing to worry about with the eating, it's not that, okay? And then they retired to the living room. Do you get me?
Yes, I right? get you.
And a bit of kissing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Lucy runs out really screaming from the room. Now, what happened is Rob hadn't washed his hands after cutting and handling the chili in the chili con carne, and it was stinging her like a proper burning sensation. You know when you're eating something really spicy? Right? Hello? You know when you're eating... Right, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Right? And it really kind of stings your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Imagine chili in concentrated form on somebody's hands that have touched you. Lucy had to wash every part of her body that Robert touched. She was burning in all sorts of places. So you do need to be careful, all right? If you're having a little bit of sexy time after chili con carne, if you've prepared it from scratch, not from a packet...
then wash your hands
first. Please do wash your hands before you do any of that. And that is the story. I just wanted to make you aware of it. I know I've worried loads of people who are having chili con carne for their tea tonight. I'm just saying, it's all about washing your hands, which you should do after preparing food anyway. Thank you.
Okay, so the people that are cooking chili for their parents tonight, they don't have to worry.
Worry, no.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Thinking about that girl who applied to be Paris Hilton's new best friend, yeah?
Yes.
The one that apparently there was an extra placenta on her mum's womb, so she should have been a twin. We've had this discussion before. People eat them, don't they,
some
placentas?
Some people do, yeah.
What do they taste
like?
Like
an omelette.
What?
Is it like an omelette? Like a meat omelette?
I don't know. Maybe if you've ever eaten a placenta, you could get in touch. I am imagining it quite meaty, though, an omelette-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fry it up.
Yeah. Anyway, the girl with the extra placenta was going to be a twin. Now, we've talked about this a bit before. Do you remember our friend Tina, who is scared? She's got an actual phobia of twins. I think they're amazing twins, but one of our friends, you know who I'm talking about, Tina. We've talked about this before. She has a complete, absolute phobia of twins. She can't be in the same room, and she works in the record industry, and the first people she had to look after were the Proclaimers. It was her first job. And one day, she had to sit on the back seat of a car with them, with one on either side, which is her worst nightmare. She gets proper, like, shakes and everything. She can't handle it. Have you never heard that before?
No, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, it's her first job, looking after the Proclaimers. Imagine how pleased she was when she found that out, what with her phobia of twins and all.
Did she then move on to Bros?
I don't know. But I'd like to know, right, you know, twins, do they have a special connection? And do they, like, share everything? I'd be quite interested to hear from you. I mean, I've known some twins before, and they...
And
they're very close.
Did they share everything
with
you?
They're best mates, really similar, and they do kind of know what each other are thinking and stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're a twin, can you feel what the other one feels? Can you read each other's minds? I mean, if you're
the twins you know feel what the other one feels?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm just asking. I'm trying to get an insight into the twins that you know.
I just think you're trying to bring this down, and I'm trying to...
I'm asking you questions.
I'm quite serious. So, I mean, if there's any hot twins listening now, I'd like to...
Why do they have to be hot, twins?
No, well, I'd just like to get you on air and see how connected you actually are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, well, my God, this has happened to so many people. OMG, lol. Think of it as like a public service, this, really. It can also happen with spicy Monster Munch, chili Doritos, Thai sweet chili crisps, and chili sauce off a kebab. They've all come in on the text on 81199. Please be careful out there with chili.
Well, you could have chili sauce on anything. It doesn't have to be on a kebab.
No, but it hurts still. It burns.
And the spicy Monster Munch? Are they different to pickled onion Monster Munch?
I have no idea.
I can't believe you have sexy time with pickled onion Monster Munch.
No, I know. We're not with it.
Oh, no.
What, he does?
This is getting out of hand. Some people wear surgical gloves when preparing chilies.
Oh.
when preparing chilies.
Right, okay. Right.
Because apparently, just me then.
Just because you have the leather glove.
Oh, we're back to that again.
Always,
full circle.
It's the rule that once a week the leather glove has to be
mentioned. Gets a mention. That's right. No, because apparently, just washing your hands does not get the chili off. Be careful out there, people. I mean, they're looking innocent enough, but they're dangerous.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Richie.
Hi, Richie. How can I help?
I used to go out with a girl called Emma who had a twin sister called Lucy.
Right.
And what they used to do was swap on me because they were identical twins and I couldn't tell the difference between them.
Right, okay. In what situation? You need to kind of clear that up, I think, a little bit more.
Well, not in that way. Not the way you're thinking. But,
I didn't say anything.
Basically, these just... I'd be kissing one of them, they would walk out the room, come back in, and I didn't realise, but I'd be then kissing the other one.
And they didn't mind that?
Obviously not, no.
It was just for a bit of fun?
It certainly was.
Good morning. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm speechless.
I'm speechless.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a lot of men on the text might hate you now.
Yeah. I love you.
Probably, yes. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Someone just said, blimey, Scott, you've not mentioned Upstage tonight. You must be ill. Well, there's a new BBC 3 talent show on called Upstaged, and it's online now. People are in two glass boxes in the centre of Bristol. 11:15 tonight. 11:15 on BBC 3.
Oh, all right. Back in prime time.
Back in the prime time. And at the moment, there's two people competing against each other in these glass boxes. They want your votes online. Go and have a look at them.
Is that old Biddy still doing pottery in one of
no,
them?
No, she's off.
Oh, dear.
BBC.co.uk/upstage.
What amazing talent in there at the moment, then, Scott?
Well, at the moment, on stage one, you've got a bunch of people who are comedy sketch duo from Wolverhampton, and they're called Raving Loonies Stole My Heart.
A bunch of people who are a comedy sketch duo?
Yeah. Oh, not a duo. Sorry. Did I say duo?
Yeah.
Team.
Okay.
There's not two of them.
And I thought that was their first gag.
No. And in the other box, there's a woman called Cookie going under the name of Titch Productions, and it's a drag queen, and this is what they've been doing in the box today.
We mentioned Challenge of the Day today, and that, of course, is for all of us to get together and to write a song. And we're actually going to be writing two songs, I've just decided. One about our experience, and, of course, one which we already kind of started writing today, called I Love Scott Mills.
Okay.
Which we will be premiering. Yeah, can we have a little bit of that one? Oh,
like
that
it.
Is sounding sexy already.
Yeah,
I like that. Watch out, Scott.
Oh, God.
Seriously, tip that box over. Can you not play Girls Aloud again, rather than him?
Bit scared.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
A lot of people really liking that last story, apart from all the blokes going, oh, he's a liar. But, yeah, it's quite good. So they'd be doing, like, oh, hi, imagine I'm a twin now, okay?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Chopper. It's Emma here. Give us a kiss. Oh, I'm just going to pop out of the room for a second. I need to go to the toilet. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's me. I'm back again.
God, that was quick.
Oh, give us a kiss.
You weren't that desperate, were you? Mwah.
And it's the other one. It's the other twin. They're doing that for fun.
And yet they're both as orange as each other.
That's amazing.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Somebody's also suggesting, as well as chili and deep heat and all of that, blancmange.
What?
That can have the same effect. So they're saying on there.
Blancmange doesn't sting. You can't get it anymore anyway, it's dead.
Have you seen the other one about the Vaseline?
What?
There was a text from somebody who once mistook thought they were using a tub of Vaseline, but it was a tub of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, that's got to hurt. Oh.
On another subject similar to that, a footballer recently on the coach on the way back from a team game had a nasal spray and some eye drops, and he got them confused and squirted nasal spray into his eyes.
Who was that?
Well, I'm led to... Oh, no, I won't.
No, go on.
No, I won't.
Go on.
No, because I can't confirm it. It's just something that I've heard.
Well, it's a rumour, then. Who's it about?
It's a rumour. I can't say.
Oh, I so nearly had you on that.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think of that Madonna track?
Oh, I was too busy looking at all the things that could cause pain.
I like it because there's a lot of brass going on, and there's not that much brass in pop these days, is there? A lot. And I like it. And apart from Mark Ronson... No one really does brass in pop anymore, do they?
So is
but
that...
I'd like this to be a bit more. Hey. I think she needs to... She's going to do it properly, do you know what I mean? Like this. That's better, right?
I think that is better.
Sounding better already.
So is that what Justin Timberlake does on this? He plays the French horn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me know what you think. I'm all about the brass.
You are.
I love it. No offence, Madonna. I know you're like... teaching your grandmother to suck eggs, quite literally.
Yes.
But... bit of brass, bit of trombone wouldn't have gone amiss.
She ought to have listened to you.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.